I believe God gives more when he knows we will give more. When he knows we will give more. How do you receive more? I believe by giving more. When he sees that you're a good steward of what you have. When he sees that with what you have, you will do as what he's wanted you to do. But the purpose of it all is so God can be glorified with thanksgiving. So God can be glorified in the end. That it's not about providing for the needs of others. It's not about giving because they're in need. But it's about giving so God can be glorified. It's about giving so God's love can be shown. And in verse 13, I love this. While through the proof of this ministry, that this is a type of ministry, giving, showing God's love. They glorify God for the obedience of your confessions to the gospel of Christ and for your liberal sharing with them and all men. It's saying giving to all men. Like I said, which I truly believe means to give to your enemy. Maybe there's somebody this season that you really don't like. And be honest, everybody's got somebody they really don't care for. And what if you did something great to show God's love to them? What if you did something more to show God's love? Verse 15, it says, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. And he gives thanks for something more than any of that. His gift, Christ. His gift to all of us, Jesus Christ. If you begin to realize that you already have everything, it begins to get easier to give. When you begin to realize that God has given you the greatest gift of all, the rest of your life you'll spend giving it away. Giving it away. That our duty and our job here should be to give our lives away because he's already given the greatest gift of all. That what if we live the life that he's called us to live? To be a Christian means to be Christ-like. And what did Christ do? When he came to earth, he came to give his life away. His one purpose in the very end was to give his life for us. And what if we began to give our lives the same way as Christ did, that we began to give our lives away? We began to be a real Christian. What it means to be a real Christian is to walk like Christ. If we all walked like Christ, this world would be changed. But too many times, it's about what we can gain instead of what we can give. I want to encourage you to begin to give and rejoice. To begin to give and you rejoice because you realize that what you have to give came from God. That you're rejoiceful. Thank you, God, that you've given me this ability to give. To give it away, to give more. Want to know if you're a good giver? Do you give when no one's looking? Do you give when no one will know? Do you enjoy to give? Do you get excited to give? You want to know what the key is to being happy? To be a good giver. To be a good giver. You must give. God loves a cheerful, listen to this. God loves a cheerful giver. And the more you give cheerfully, think about this. God loves a cheerful giver. You're going to receive more love. What a greater way to be happy than to receive more love from God. He loves a cheerful giver. God, I know you love me because it says you love a cheerful giver. And as you give cheerfully and saying, God's probably up there rejoicing right now. You're making God happy when you give cheerfully. Cheerfully. But sometimes we say, it's hard to give cheerfully because I want it, it's mine. But when you grab a hold of the concept that it's not yours, you'll give it away. And you'll get excited about it. And the more of God's love that you'll feel, the happier you become. I'll leave you guys with this. Look at Adam and Eve. They were more interested in what they could receive instead of what they could give. They were more interested in what they could receive instead of what they could give. A cheerful giver wouldn't have grabbed that fruit and been like, a cheerful giver would have grabbed that fruit and been like, look what we can give away. But instead, they looked at it and go, wow, look at this fruit. We can gain more knowledge. We can know what God knows. They looked at it with what they could receive instead of what they could give away. And what happened in the end? We're all living here in a sinful world. That one mistake changed eternity forever. To be a cheerful giver doesn't mean to hold on to it. It means to give it and rejoice. That God is a cheerful giver to us. He gives more abundantly with joy. We must do the same. When someone gives, it's not about the giver, but it should be about who gives us the ability to give. So this message is a little different tonight than what I normally preach. But we need to understand that when you give, it's not about you being the giver, but it's about blessing God. About blessing God. When you give, you know, I give things, if I'm out somewhere, whatever it may be, and I do something and they say, wow, why would you do that? Why? I say, I just want to show God's love. I just want to show God's love. They say, thank you so much. I say, don't thank me, thank God. Because if it was me, I'd hang on to it. But it's about God. It's about something more, about something greater. To be more like God and what God did with his son, the most sacrificial gift of all. And how much easier must it be for us to be a cheerful giver if God gave his son and was cheerful about it? Think about that. God gave his son and was cheerful about it. How much easier must it be for us to give of what we have and be cheerful? I want to tell you three ways a cheerful giver gives. It says bountifully, willingly, and joyfully. Willingly and joyfully. But the end result, all the credit goes to God. All the credit goes to God, and God is glorified. When you give, give thanks. Give thanks to God for the ability to be able to give. Whatever it may be, maybe you say, you know what, Pastor, I don't have a lot to give. I don't have much to give. I don't even know what I could give away. Just say, God, whatever it is, Lord, just show me, Father. In this season that we're in, Father, whatever I can do to bless you and to bless others, God, just begin to speak to me, Father. Maybe you say, you know what, I'm afraid to give. You know what, don't be afraid. Just put it in God's hand and say, God, I'm going to do what you've called me to do, God. And I'm going to be cheerful that I have the ability to give, that I have something to give away. Begin to give your life away. Begin to give more away. Begin to say, God, what is it that you want me to do, Father? God, what is it that you have for me, Father, that I want to be used by you, God? I will give my life away. I will give my time away. I'll give my things away. I'll give my money away. Because God, I know that what I have means nothing because it'll all be gone in a short time, Father. And you begin to say, God, I'll give it away if you tell me to give it away. Just like that rich young ruler. As he had everything except for eternal life. And he says, God, what is it that I need? Jesus, what is it that I need to have eternal life? What is it? He said, give away everything and come and follow after me. But his possessions meant too much to him that he couldn't give it away. But I'm telling you, when you begin to give it away, you won't walk away sorrowfully. You'll begin to say, God, I'll give it away. And you'll begin to feel blessed by giving it. That this rich young ruler began to walk away full of sorrow. Full of sorrow. pain, misery, because he had too much and he held on to it. But imagine if you'd give it away. Imagine if he would have given away where his life would have been, that he would have realized that his joy doesn't come from things, but his joy comes from the Lord. That he begins to receive even more for what God has for him. That too many times we're trying to receive what the world has for us instead of what God has for us. But when you begin to give away the things of the world, you're emptying yourself so you can receive more of God, so you can receive more of what he has for you. And you say, God, I want more of you, for I'll give it all away just so I can receive more of you. God, I want to show you that possessions don't have a hold of me, God. That possessions don't have a hold of me. That I give it away to show you, Father, that it's about you and it's not about me. That God, that I'll not hold on to anything that I have because it means nothing. Because what I have is physical things, and that's not what gives me joy. That's not what gives me peace. That's not what keeps me going, Father. But it's you that continues to keep me going. It's you that continues to fill me up. It's you that my joy and my happiness comes from, God. And then in this season, I will give you thanks for what I do have and not for what I don't. I will give you thanks because the end result, I get eternal life. I will give you thanks because you gave your son for me, Father. That it doesn't matter what I have, that it's not mine in the first place. That I will give it away because it's yours. How can I hold on to something that's not mine? How can we hold on to something that's not ours? We don't give so we can receive. We give so we can be a blessing. We give because we love. Too many times it's preached, give so you can get more back. Who cares when you can get more back unless you're trying to get more back so you can give it away? God's looking for someone that'll give it away so when they receive more, they'll give even more. He's looking for a people that will take what they have and bless him with it. That will give him credit. That will glorify him in it. That all thanksgiving goes to him and not to man. Are you holding on to what God has given you, or are you giving it away? It's about giving freely. I'm not telling you that after this message to go out and give everything you have away. But what I'm telling you is when God tells you to give it, you give it and you don't hold on to it. When God tells you to do something, you say, God, I'll do it because you've told me and you're my provider, not man. That you're the one that provides for me. You're the one that gives me power to have whatever it is that I need, God. You're the one that gives me more. You're the one that gives more abundantly, Father. That I will give it away if you tell me to give it away. That no longer hold on to something. Because what happens is we hold on to these physical things and we never give it up to God, that he can begin to reign in that area of our life. He wants full control. He wants full control. But we like to hold on to it. We like to hold on to it. If God said, give it all away, would you do it? Would you give it away? Or would you hold on to it? Do you follow in obedience? Or do you hang on to things? Where's your heart? You begin to become cheerful when you give, because you know you are following in obedience before God.
We hope you've enjoyed the message today from Redemption Church. For a copy of today's program or to partner with us, please visit us at www.redemptionchurchstl.com.